that's right. It's 4:07 in the afternoon. I'm Ann Eller, and I just learned something very, very interesting about working with clay. Those boxes weigh 50 pounds, and these gals are looking for some people with muscle to work in clay. Am I right, Laura?
You are right, Ann.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, you don't think about those things, though, do you? When you first get in, like, doing clay and this type of thing, you don't think about it until there's nobody around that can help you lug this stuff.
That's right. When you're dragging a 50-pound box of clay across your cement floor, wishing that you knew somebody who was a lot stronger than you were,
that's when you
think of it.
That's right. Well, I am here with Laura Baczynski. I am here with Hannah Poe. And the infamous Donna Boasian has agreed to join us here today. How you doing today, Donna?
I'm doing great, Ann.
It's good to have you here. You know, Donna, you can say all you want, but you certainly have brought the arts front and center over the years that you have been here in Greenwood. And it is a pleasure to have you on the show this afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you. It's my passion, so it's a pleasure.
That's right. So what type of pottery have you been working on lately, Donna?
Well, I've become obsessed with dots.
Dots?
Dots. Okay. D-O-T-S.
Is that like this piece of pottery here with the dots on it?
I brought in a piece of pottery that has, I don't know how many dots on it, but I'm doing mostly hand building with a low-fire red clay and white slip on top of it, and then I either puncture dots in the piece or I paint dots on. And I think it's because it's sort of a form of therapy.
Yeah, I was thinking
you know, you kind of go
it.
Into a meditative state.
Right.
And that's a nice place to be. So the dots are my thing right now.
The dots are your thing right now. So you're probably then just giving these away because you're reaping all the benefits of the therapy, right?
No way. No way.
And it doesn't take any time at all to make those dots, right?
Right. So,
you know, when you start a piece of pottery, a lot of times you want it to be very simple because you are selling it and you don't want to ask a tremendous price for it. You want it to be reasonable. But it always gets carried away. And Hannah and I both are very good about getting carried away with the decorating. We enjoy the decorating more than we do building the pot.
Pottery, yeah. Well, how long have you actually been doing pottery, Donna?
About 8 years. Now.
And you actually learned it down here at Piedmont Tech, right?
Yes, I actually went to Piedmont Tech. I also audited ceramics courses at Lander when I first moved here. But I had taught high school art, so I took a lot of ceramics in college, too. Mm-hmm. So I just went away from it for about 35 years.
While you were doing interior design?
While I was doing my interior design, yes.
Yes. And then you moved down here to the lake and everything and been here ever since.
That's right.
That's right. Doing good things with the arts community. Now, we also have with us this afternoon Hannah Poe. How you doing today, Miss Hannah Poe?
Well, thank you.
Well, it's good to have you here today.
Thank you.
And I understand that doing pottery was something on a bucket list.
Yes. That yes. was number one on my bucket list. I haven't gotten to number two.
What is number two, Hannah, just for the record?
To learn Spanish.
To learn Spanish? You know, the library has a wonderful program where you can be doing it from your home and taking languages. I'll just pass that on.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, okay.
I think you can listen to it tapes while you throw pots.
Yes.
You could do two things
actually,
at
I've
once.
Tried that, but I lose focus on one or the other.
Well, Hannah, why did you want to get into pottery?
I've been an artist for a long time, and I've worked in different media, and I've always enjoyed clay, and I just decided that I wanted to get the full experience. I wanted to be able to throw on a wheel as well as handbill. I knew how to handbill, but not.
Now, who did you take actually pottery through?
Piedmont Tech with Gary Klontz.
Was it challenging?
Very. It was so challenging that I almost dropped out.
You almost dropped out?
But I wanted to extend my vocabulary of forms by being able to use a wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And I can do that now. Finally.
Now, what did Gary say about your work?
He said that I was in no danger of becoming a virtuoso on the wheel.
And you persisted.
Yes. One thing about potters, I think we all share this, is we seem to enjoy a high level of frustration. And we are able to push through that. And I think that's what it takes.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you work at Partners in Clay?
Yes, I do.
And where is your studio? You and Donna works at the same studio? No, you're not working
She was with us for 3 years, and now she's working at home. But we are on Center Street at Wyatt Farms.
Correct. Okay. So you've got a nice place over there.
A lovely place. Oh, yes. And it's like being in the country without the chores.
Yeah,
because we have the beauty of the place, and it's inspiring in itself.
And then Dr. Stevenson has his art studio there, doesn't he?
Next door.
So it's an artist community right here in Greenwood.
It is, and we sustain one another in various ways.
But you need somebody with muscles, is that right?
We're always on the look for someone strong.
Okay. All right. Well, we have a Heritage Trail Pottery tour and sale coming up this week, which is why we have amassed this group of three potters that have agreed to come in and bare their souls here today and talk about pottery and talk about the Heritage Trail Pottery tour and sale. It's going on this weekend. Actually starts Friday, 5:30 to 7:00. At the museum, they'll have a Heritage Trail Pottery exhibit opening. And then the second and third, you're actually going to be able to tour around and go to different potters. When we come back, we're going to talk more about that. If you've got a question, don't hesitate to pick up that phone, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG, that's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, this afternoon. We were just talking about the Heritage Trail Pottery Tour and Sale with Donna Boasian, Hannah Poe, and Laura Baczynski here today. Laura, I wanted to talk to you about the honor of making the winning trophy for the Symetra Tour, which actually starts next week.
It does. It was quite an honor to be asked. I was asked by Fran Wiley, and from the Piedmont Technical College Foundation, and from Jim Medford from Stony Point to produce 5 trophies for them for this
5
tournament. Yes.
Okay, 5. That's an awesome undertaking, and
I guess
they're supposed to be pretty much the same, aren't they?
They are. If you put them up side by side, they are almost identical, but being each one is handmade, there are some differences between, just a little bit between the size of the knob at the top, or the flowers in the back are carved a little bit differently on each one, but very similar.
Now, when you came up for the design for this, there's some specific details on it.
Right. I first met with Jim and Fran and went over what their vision was for the trophy and talked with them about color choices, what designs they wanted. Jim really wanted it to have azaleas to represent the golf course and something that would represent South Carolina. So we were going to go with the palmetto symbol. So I met with them and I did some sketches. Then I did some color swatches, different glazes work differently on different types of clay, so I brought them a variety of tiles to look at. And from there, I made a prototype, a smaller version of what later became 5 large trophies.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I started working on it in November in order to have it ready for this month, and I just delivered the last one to them 2 weeks ago. So
it's been... Now, great. You need 5 because, let's see, well,
because
the winner
Jim
gets
Medford
one.
Sometimes drops things. No.
And that was recorded, and we'll play that back for Jim
over
when he calls
and over it. And over again.
That's right.
We made five just right. in case there was one, you know.
You needed one extra one.
So one.
Five and only needed one.
Right. One extra one. One goes to the winner.
Correct.
One goes to Stony Point for them to have at the golf course. One goes to Piedmont Technical College Foundation. And one goes to Self Regional Foundation. So they each have one that will be on display. So the extra one is just in case there's a whoops.
Yes.
Which could equally have happened on my end.
Correct.
Delivering them, or if something had happened in the kiln. But they're all good.
They're all good.
All five are good, and they're there. And they're being mounted on wooden bases that will then have the winner's name engraved on a plaque and attached to the front of them.
You know, I love the color.
I do too.
That blue is just so outstanding.
And part of that came from the concept of the tournament, being that it was a women's tournament. Mm-hmm. They wanted to have something a little bit more feminine for the trophy. And the colors of the tournament were sort of those springtime Lily Pulitzer kind of colors, you know,
exactly.
the blues, the greens, the pinks. And it was a little challenging. I had to really search for some blues that I knew would be okay and not too garish at the same time. It needed to have just the right tone.
Sure. So. I think it's really great that they came up with something that is from our area, handmade by an artist here, not your usual trophies.
Well, it could have been so easy for them to do that, to just go to a catalog. And
right.
You've seen those catalogs,
sure.
of what, you know, how you can order them. And I think that the this tournament has such a huge impact on our community. The concept is so community-centered.
Right.
Everything that they're doing is sourced out, it's local. It's
sure.
It's local businesses that are performing all the things that they need done. So I think it was natural for them to search locally. Thankfully, I think it's really important for that tournament to represent what's here in Greenwood.
Absolutely. No, I think it's great, and I can't think of a better person to a bell ringer.
That's right.
Usually you
say I'm a ding dong, but that was better. That's better this time, Ann.
I'm trying, Laura. I understand, though, you just had a little accident with your bells.
I did. This year I decided I would make four bells for the tour to have for sale. The bells are very popular, but they're one of those things that once you have one, how many more do you really need? So
right.
I don't sell as many now as I have in the past. So I did make four, and I made four that I worked very hard on, and I bumped the handle off of one as I was loading it into the kiln, so that one goes into my archaeological trash heap in the back corner of my property.
To be discovered many years later.
I hope so. People be like, "What is this?"
Yeah.
So I have three of those that will be for sale. But I've been, I took sort of a sabbatical for a while from production and really worked on some new designs. So I have some new stuff that I'm really excited about.
That's great. And you have your own studio.
I do, behind my house.
And mm-hmm. It is actually on the tour.
It is. It's Bell House Pottery. And there'll be six potters there, myself included. It's going to be, and everyone's different. Everyone has something unique. We have somebody who does hand-built, more art pottery.
Mm-hmm.
Dolores Newson, who does beautiful seagrass baskets that she combines with clay, so she'll be there. Tim and Diane Miller, who come from Johnston, who do beautiful, functional, very... ready to use, you know, casseroles. In fact, this one casserole I have here that Tim mm-hmm. made, it's one of our raffle items. Edna Ruff, she and her husband Don are from Abbeville, and they are country potters who do some really wonderful, wonderful things.
Now, just out of curiosity.
Am I forgetting anybody? Is that six of them?
Well, you know, I wanted to ask, you know, you've mentioned a lot of husband and wife teams here.
Yes.
Are they teams, or do they work separate? And, you know, they just, because, you know, I could see a little problem here, husband
well,
and wife
oh,
working together.
We do have another husband and wife team, Donna and Jim Connolly, at my studio. So I actually have three husband and wife teams at my place. And actually, they all do their own work.
Okay,
they work
they're not
they
with
work
you.
Together. Diane Miller does hand building.
Okay.
Tim throws very large pieces typically. Edna does the throwing, and Don will do decorating. He does face jugs that are mm-hmm. really great. And the Connollys each do their own things. Donna does some beautiful hand-built cabbage bowls that are incredible. And in fact, she had some at Empty Bowls this past fall that went very quickly. They were a popular item. So she'll have those for sale. And Jim does more, plainer stuff, but he works a lot on his glazes. He has beautiful glazes that he uses.
Well, I was just wondering because I could see problems in working together.
Yes.
on that. So, mm-hmm. so that is, you are on the Bell House Pottery. I guess if people are headed towards Edgefield, you're kind of on the first.
I'd be the second stop. If you were coming from Greenwood, the first place to stop would be Partners in Clay.
Right.
And then
Wyatt Farms.
They're at Wyatt Farm. Then you would just head down 25. I'm on Epworth Camp Road right off of 25, and then you can just get right back on 25 and head down into Edgefield to the three studios there. And we have brochures with maps, but you don't need to get one in the mail or have one emailed to you. You can pick one up at Wyatt Farm at Partners in Clay and then start the tour there, or at the museum they will have brochures, and at the art center.
And you don't have to go 1, 2, 3, 4. If you wanted to drive down to Edgefield and work it backwards,
absolutely.
If you only have time to go to a couple, you can do that from one day to the next. Mm-hmm. Now, Donna, is there any cost to go on the tour?
There's no cost to go
on
the tour.
How are you guys doing this?
It's a free event. Well, each of the potters that's participating, we pay a participation fee, mm-hmm. which is a very nominal fee. But every year, this is our fourth year, and each year we have written grants, and we have gotten a grant for 4 years.
Hallelujah.
For three of those years, we have gotten our major grant from South Carolina Arts Commission, because this is along the Heritage Trail. This is, local cultural festival, sort of. And it also is an educational and teaching tool for the community to come out and see how we make things, to talk to us, to look at our studios, and just have a wonderful weekend. We encourage people to bring their kids. A lot of people would say, don't bring your kids,
Right.
But we really encourage people to bring their children. One of the things I do want to point out is that on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, that's May the 2nd at 9 o'clock, in Edgefield, there is a groundhog kiln that was reconstructed after archaeological digs.
That's under the ground, right?
Well, it's right. Sort of.
Yeah.
And but it was constructed after the archaeological dig at Pottersville, which was the slave pottery community in the 1800s in Edgefield. And that kiln is being loaded as we speak, and they will be firing that kiln. It's a wood-fired kiln for 2 or 3 days, and then they will start taking the pieces out Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. And if you've never done that, to see this is really interesting. People don't really understand our process, and this will give you a glimpse of part of the process of wood firing. So you could start in Edgefield on the tour,
right,
and then work yourself back up to Greenwood.
Sure. So, yeah, it is very interesting. And, of course, we need to make sure that everybody knows that down in Edgefield, Piedmont Tech has the pottery school down there. Right?
Yes.
And that's where everything happens. Now, just out of curiosity, can anybody tell me why pottery is so popular? What made Edgefield such a center of pottery?
It's the clay, the dirt.
It's also originally they had a lot of natural resources. They had a lot of pine. And they could, because they had to fire the clay for days.
Mm-hmm.
The kiln that they excavated was 110 feet long, which would take days.
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 To crawl in and crawl out.
Crawl in and to make enough pots, so they had all the resources for it.
Wow. Well, when we come back, we'll talk more about this this pottery. We're going to talk more about the groundhog kiln. You got to stay tuned right here on WCRS. News is up. We'll be back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're back here. I'm Ann Eller, and we've been talking about, I'm just going to share it, the sensual aspect of pottery. Now, we're not talking about the movie Ghost. But we are talking about, is everybody listening now? Okay. We are talking about how when potters watch people buying pottery, they are looking at how you handle it, and it becomes a relationship with that piece of pottery, whether it's a mug or a plate. And Donna, you were just talking about restaurants now, since we have the farm to fork and people are getting into eating natural food and knowing where their food source comes from, that some restaurants, albeit it's not our local chains, I don't believe, but some restaurants are actually into having pottery plates and mugs and whatnot to work with.
Yeah, it's a real trend with having these restaurants that have all fresh farm food, farm-raised cattle without, you know, chemicals and all, and they want to get back to sort of a pure experience of dining. And what better than to have handmade pieces of pottery to be part of that experience?
Sure. And I think the other thing about pottery and whatnot is that y'all were saying that what it means when another potter buys your piece. Laura, you were telling what it means when somebody else says, I want to buy your piece of pottery, and they are a fellow potter.
It is. It's an incredible feeling. When you make a pot, you know, and I think we all are pretty self-critical. You know, we look at our work and we there are probably many more what we would consider seconds than firsts in our studios. But, you know, you make a piece, you're critical about it, you work really hard, you develop it, but you still have deep down inside you question, is this really a piece that people will buy? And when another potter who you know goes through the very same thing you do, mm-hmm. When they're looking at their piece, comes to you and says, you know, I really like your work. I would like one of your mugs. I would like for you to make me a baking dish. It's an incredible high to have that. It's a real compliment to have somebody ask you to do that. Makes
sure.
You feel like, wow, I'm actually a real potter.
I actually can appreciate that from an interview aspect, mm-hmm. because I work with people every day interviewing, and you question yourself, did I do a good job? Was it good?
Right.
And to have that article.
Right,
that
you were
was,
just interviewed for that, right.
Yes, and for them to say the things that they said and be particularly by the gentleman, Michael Harrison, who is in the industry, is called the Old Owl. He's been around for so long that he knows radio mm-hmm. business. For him to say, we want to interview you because of what you do and how you come across, is a real compliment.
It is. Yeah. That is. It that is. Is. Yeah. So it's a very similar feeling.
Yeah, because you work in radio, you don't know, are you doing a good job or not?
Who's out there listening?
Yeah, exactly. But we're talking about the Heritage Trail Pottery Tour and Sale. Now, it says the word sale, so I guess that means you'd like to sell some pieces. Is that right?
A few. That would be nice. And I think the other thing that goes along with the discussion about choosing pottery and looking at pottery, the other thing that I know the three of us feel very strongly about, and we would love for everyone in the world to feel this way, is that the pots that we make are meant to be used.
They're not just for decor.
Right. We want you drinking your coffee or your tea out of our mug. We want you to be using the plates every day. And to go to somebody's house and see your plate being used, and even if it has a little chip in it, you know it's been used. It's been loved. And it's important to surround yourself with beautiful things that you like, that you want to use every day. It makes your life happier.
Yeah, it does. You're right.
Another thing about handmade pottery pieces is that if you talk to the potter that made a piece that you're drawn to, mm-hmm. you'll find that there's a story behind it. And to me, I love having pottery mm-hmm. in my house that has stories.
Kind of like this piece that you bought that Hannah made?
Yeah, like Hannah's piece.
That was a good lead-in.
That was a good lead-in. Hannah's got an incredible piece here, and she needs to explain just very quickly how she did it. And the piece that's sitting on the table, I've already bought. As soon as it came out of the kiln, I already purchased
it. And why did you purchase it so quickly?
Because I knew Laura Baczynski would buy it if I didn't.
Hannah, I got to know, how does that make you feel to have fellow potters fighting over your pottery?
It's incredible. It's the best thing
ever. Just don't
ever.
Get in the middle of us.
So what makes this piece of pottery really special, Hannah?
I think they've all worked with different colored clay bodies, mm-hmm. and they are aware of the subtleties because of the minerals, the clay's dug in different areas of the country.
So where is this clay from that this was made out of?
Well, I dig clay from time to time and sieve it, get all the sand out, and the color that it, that you can add water to the clay and make a slip, and then you can paint with it. So I've painted on this piece in with different clay bodies, which gives slightly different colors.
Okay.
And one of them is from Edgefield.
Okay.
As I dug some clay there.
Wow.
It's a beautiful earthy piece.
It has a little yellow tone. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's an orange or a tan. Mm-hmm. But there are about six different colors in this one piece. And they recognize which clay body it is. And that's why they're so excited. I'm not sure everybody would be. But it needed a little punch, so I did use a couple of commercial colors as well. But I enjoyed the carving and the design work. So.
Now, how long did it take you to make that piece? Roughly.
Okay, 5 years and 2 days.
That's the standard potter's answer.
Okay, all right. How about just this piece, though, Hannah? I mean, that means that piece had to have been priceless, and Donna Boasian, you are just probably spent all your money.
It probably spent my entire retirement.
Yes, exactly.
It probably took 7 or 8 hours to mix the slips and to paint it and then to carve it,
right,
and to form it and to fire it and so on.
Sure. So it takes a good while.
It does.
And when we talk about pottery pieces, what's an average price of a mug? Let's just use a mug, since that's kind of a standard in the industry.
About $20. I think that's probably the average cost of the potters in this area. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some potters will sell mugs for $12 and some will sell them for $24. And
right.
We've been to a few shows where there are $65 mugs, $40 mugs. Again, it's just similar to this piece of Hannah's. It depends on, is it your plain functional cylinder
right.
mug? Is it shaped a little bit differently? Does it have carving? Does it have multiple layers of slips on it? But I would say around here, an average price for a mug would be about $20, which is a great...
That's a great buy.
It's a great buy. It's a great gift.
Yeah.
One of the... at the tour, when we're looking... I mean, we really are doing this tour for sales.
Right.
All of us potters... I don't think any of us make much money on our pottery, but we'd like to break even with... paying for all of our materials
so
and
you
our
could
kiln
do more.
Time
right.
and everything, so we could continue to do more. So that's really the purpose of this, is to expose more people to handmade pottery, but for us to sell our work so we can make more pottery right. for next year. But so we really price our items for an average person to come in, and you could find some really nice things between $20 and $40, and there will be special items that then would be
more
than
sure.
that. But I'd say between $20 and $40, you could get one, two, or even three pieces of pottery for that.
Wow. But, you know, you can't beat that, folks. Hey, listen, when we come back, we're going to be talking about where all the different potters are, what's going to be available out there. Gosh, they even have some people they'd like you to have lunch with. So when we come back, we're going to talk about all that. Don't you go away. Got a question for our group? Don't hesitate to pick up that phone, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us, 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, 4:49 in the afternoon. Hey, I do want to remind you, if you want to go out to Brewster's this afternoon, it's Brewster's is going to the dogs this afternoon. They get a free doggy sundae, and 12% of the profits do go to the Humane Society. So there you go. Gracie would like to go, but we're going to actually miss it, Gracie. We'll give you ice cream later. Dog loves ice cream. I've never
Who
seen an
animal.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's great. But that'll be going on at Brewster's from 5:30 to 7:30 today. So go out there and check it out. Well, we are here talking about the Heritage Trail Pottery Tour and Sale. We're here with Donna Boasian, Hannah Poe, and Laura Baczynski, having a great conversation about pottery and the idea that you can buy a piece of handmade art. This is art, folks. I mean, you know, I don't think we always think, but it is a type of art that is very functional. The other thing I think that's very interesting, there was a time when pottery was the, quote, in thing. Then we went to Tupperware. Then they started telling us how bad Tupperware and all this kind of stuff is. And now it's going back towards the pottery. So it's very interesting how things cycle around, isn't it, Hannah?
Yes.
It is. And, you know, I know, Hannah, you started kind of late on this, but you've been having a good time with it. I notice you even are wearing some jewelry that is pottery made.
Yes.
Yeah?
I like each piece is like a tiny little sculpture.
It is.
Or painting. And I really enjoy making various pendants and earrings, too.
Things like that. You know, we say that about cameos because they are little hand-carved mm-hmm. pieces of art out of cameo shell, most of the time, but conch shell. But cameos are the same thing. They're little pieces of wearable art. Mm-hmm. So will you have any of that on display?
Yes, I have quite a bit this year.
Quite a bit this year. So you'll
it's
be
a good
able...
Mother's Day.
Yeah, yeah. And what kind of pricing do you have on them?
I have low prices.
Low prices? Wait a minute. Now you're jumping into my territory here, Hannah. Sharp Facets Gallery.
Well, they're priced between $22 and $14.
Well,
they're very, very affordable.
And, of course, next Sunday, a week from this Sunday, is Mother's Day.
Oh, yes, it is.
So you need a sign there, Hannah. Make sure you tell them about Mother's Day, right?
Thank you for the suggestion.
So you are over at Partners...
In Clay. At Wyatt Farms.
At Wyatt Farms. And that's actually, that could be, if you wanted to do the whole tour or you wanted a starting place, that would be a good place to start in Greenwood.
Yes. Yes, it would. Unless you want to get to the 9 o'clock opening of the kiln in Edgefield.
In Edgefield.
Yes.
So who's going to tell me about the other places that are on the tour? Okay, Laura, why don't you tell us who else is, if you went to Partners in Clay first, where would you head next?
If you were at Partners in Clay, the next place you would head would be my studio, which is Bell House Pottery. I know that people have seen the banners that are up around town. They're bright yellow. They're in a few strategic locations throughout town, and they direct you in the general direction of where the studios are. Then you will also see, beginning today, they're being put up small, I want to call them real estate signs, but you know, the small signs with the wire. And those will give you more specific directions. You follow the arrows to the studio. So you would start at Partners in Clay. You would head down 25 south to Bell House Pottery, which is on Epworth Camp Road, right off 25. Epworth Camp Road is also part of the Heritage Corridor. So you would just come back out from my studio after you visited there and head down into Edgefield. You would go to PK Pottery, which is Pam Cadlick, who was here last year talking right. about the tour.
She's, with the puppies.
She has puppies. Yes. And Pam does some really great gas-fired stoneware work where she does carving of animals, dogs, birds, hunting birds. Mm-hmm. And she also does a lot of whiskey jugs, which she does for the new distillery that's in Edgefield.
Yes. Very popular, yes.
From there, you would head, you'd go back out onto 25 and head down into the town of Edgefield. And we have two locations there, both very close. You'd be able to park at one and walk to both of them. We have the Clay Works, which is a new studio that's been established in Edgefield. It's going to be a cooperative studio. They'll have multiple wheels. Beth Thornton is the person who's organizing that, and she'll be the host there, and she will have a number of potters there. Again, people with different work. Michelle Clark, who did this beautiful cake plate that we have, does work with mid-fire porcelain, very fine work.
Yes, beautiful.
Work. And she, her piece for the museum displays a beautiful pierced lantern. So she'll be there, and Bob Taft, who has been at, that's something important for people to know. Bob Taft has been at my studio all these years, and he left me this year.
Oh, my God.
To go down to Clayworks, but for a good reason. He's going to actually be part of the Clayworks studio. So he will be down there in Edgefield. And we have a few potters from the Aiken, Augusta area. We have Jean Stafford, who is from Evans, Georgia. Donna Hallman, who is from North Augusta. Wilma Becker, who is from Aiken. And Sandra Meishan, who is also from Aiken. Sandy Sadurski is at Partners in Clay this year. So they'll have a good group of people down there as well. A lot of variety. There's something for everybody. In Edgefield, we also have a sponsorship restaurant that is there, Park Row Cafe, right at in the center on the square in Edgefield, a great place to have lunch. Then you can go over to Old Edgefield Pottery, where Justin Guy is, works in traditional Edgefield clay and glazes. He has some really beautiful, beautiful pieces. If you start in Edgefield and come up to Greenwood, you can, you know, midday stop at Howard's on Main or Mill House, both of which are sponsors for the tour. They'd be happy to welcome you. That's right. We'd love
and
for you
make
to
sure
lunch.
You tell them that
that's
you're
right
part
that
of
you're part of the pottery tour.
That
they would
be
love
nice.
To know that.
Yeah.
They also have brochures too. So if you're in Mill House or Howard's during the week, make sure you pick up a brochure which has the map inside of it.
Sure. And then, of course, is the school, is it on tour or
it
not?
It is not on tour. Many of us are from graduates of the program, but this is really our guild's tour. And we do have a lot of guild members who have never been, you know, affiliated with the school. The school is very supportive of us, though, as a group.
Sure.
One other thing that I forgot to mention is the passport that we're doing this year. This is an important, exciting thing. We have a really beautiful piece that Bob Taft made special as a drawing for this passport. You can pick up your passport at any of the studios. You'll also be able to pick them up at the museum and the art center. And if you have your passport stamped, if you do the whole tour and you go to all five studios, get your passport stamped, you'll be eligible for this drawing that we have. We really encourage people to do the whole thing. It's a great way to spend the day.
And it's a great thing for kids to be able to see what it takes. And some of you will actually be doing pottery demonstrations, won't you?
There'll be wheel demonstrations. I'm doing a firing on an old Weber grill at my studio both days.
Okay.
We'll be firing and opening it up. Other people will be working on the wheel. There'll be carving demonstrations, all sorts of things.
Lots of opportunity to see. Now, also, y'all are having a raffle. Now, who's going to tell us about the raffle and how this works? And you have, actually, you brought the pieces here that are part of the raffle. Is that right, Donna?
Yes, we bought three of the five pieces that are going to be in the raffle. When you visit each studio has one item that is a raffle item. So you know, there is a raffle item for each of the five studios that you're going to visit. And the raffle ticket is $5 for each try to win these beautiful pieces. And the way we set it up is you can, if you like the picture that's sitting here, which is a beautiful picture in a brown glaze, if you like that, you could do 10 $5 tickets and just be market for that picture.
Sure.
Or a lot of people will actually buy five raffle tickets and mark it for each one.
Because you'll be putting
pieces.
Them in separate bowls,
yes.
depending on
yes.
which one you
we,
want.
We always have a celebration and closeout event the Tuesday after our pottery tour. And that's when the raffle items will be given.
Mm-hmm.
And so the people will be called that Tuesday night and let them know. So the raffle is really fun. There's some nice pieces that we have, and it's all local potters that are participating.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we are right here at WCRS, right here in Greenwood. It is going on this weekend. First step, 5:30 to 7, May 1st, which is Friday night. They'll have a pottery exhibit opening at the museum. It's free and open to the public. It'll have works from all the Greenwood area studio potters. The other big event, as far as something you may want to participate in, is drive down there to Edgefield and see the opening of the Groundhog Kiln opening, which is at 54 Crest Road, 9 o'clock. They'll be bringing all the stuff out that they're putting in today and tomorrow. Then, of course, there's the tour. Nice thing about the tour, because there is so much going on this weekend, here's what I say. Go to all the other stuff Friday and Saturday. Come out Sunday and spend the day from noon to 5 seeing all the different potters. You'll get just as much fun. And what an opportunity to spend, just like in the old days when you used to get in the car after church and
go for a ride.
Yeah, before TV and all this other stuff. That's what we used to do. It was mm-hmm. the Sunday drive. What an opportunity to take a great Sunday drive. Hey, Laura Baczynski, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Anne. As always, you're so supportive of our group. We really appreciate it. Thank
Absolutely.
You very much.
Hannah Poe, it was good to know that this was number one on your bucket list, and you're still working on it.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And Donna Boasian, it's always nice to sit down and see a true artist promoter. Right here, working the arts and promoting and doing a great job.
I'm promoting. That's
you are
right.
promoting.
Thank you, Anne.
All right. You all have been listening to WCRS today. Make sure you go out and support the potters this weekend. If you got too much Friday and Saturday, put it on the calendar for Sunday. You'll be glad you did. That's going to do it for us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.